huge game for Fremantle over in Brisbane today, Barra.
Huge, huge game. We're so looking forward to it. And we're going to cross to the hub now and speak to Simon Garlick, the new CEO of the Dockers. Might be a bit shell-shocked taking over in such amazing times, but he's on the Gold Coast. He's at the Frio v Brizzy Reserves game. And welcome to the show, Simon. And I tell you what, I'm hearing Jesse Hogan's looking great and Stephen Hill's out there. Some encouraging signs for your boys.
Yeah, there are, Barra. Thanks for having me on too, mate. Yeah, really pleasing. Obviously, it was a pretty difficult decision to leave two, you know, what are absolute A-graders out of the senior team this week. But just on balance, given how much footy both of the guys have missed, and in reality, you know, as you mentioned, in this unique time, haven't been able to have fully scaled lead-up games against opposition. We just felt it was the right call on balance to make. And, yeah, as you said, both of them moving really well, which is encouraging, obviously, for all Freo fans to see those two guys who, if they keep going like they are, certainly aren't going to be playing this level for too much longer.
Massive bonus. Now, it looks like the club's taken a stand, too, on one of your members. Now, can I ask you about this? A fellow by the name of Miles Obst, he posted on his Twitter account, "I love my Dockers. I've left my membership with you, done the right thing. But if you boys get on one knee on Saturday, I'm out. I've only got two $900 memberships, but I will remove my membership." And then the club's come over the top and said, "Hey, Miles, we're sorry you feel that way. One of our membership services representatives will call shortly to process your refund." So you're obviously making a little bit of a stand in terms of the Black Lives Matter support.
Yeah, well, look, I think, Adrian, it's an interesting one. As you saw, our response was pretty short and sharp, and we've since have processed that refund for that member. Look, in reality, one of the most important aspects of what our club is built on is our Indigenous players' heritage and what they've contributed to Freo as people and players. We're unbelievably proud and fortunate to have the most games played by First Nations players of any club in AFL history. And while we understand we're not a political organisation and we understand people's right for an opinion, when confronted with something like this, it's not aligned with our values. It was a pretty straightforward decision for us.
Mate, it's a great answer, but what I took from that is there's two membership tickets up for grabs, and I know of a bloke sitting on the panel speaking right now who's a Fremantle supporter, doesn't have any tickets. Anyway, we'll talk off air, mate. Look, moving forward, looking ahead to the Derby, are we going to see it here in Perth? Will people be able to get through the gates and support it? And will it be a Freo home game?
When can we lock it in, Simon? What's the date?
You just asked me six questions, guys. Which one do you want me to take first?
Correct.
Let me answer it the way I want to. I think the challenge we've got is clearly the uncertainty. What we do know is that we know for certain where we are for the next four games, rounds 2 to 5. And then discussions are continuing at all levels, as you can imagine, with Optus Stadium, with the local WA government themselves and the AFL. In reality, I think we're probably going to be here for one at an absolute maximum, two more games. Certainly hoping by that stage. Because whilst the WA border closure has been, you know, clearly phenomenally successful, the Premier's done a great job. There's obviously an enthusiasm in a lot of quarters to open things up to a degree. You think about the quarantine period in relation to teams coming in, but also it's something we've got to really consider for our guys. You know, we're going to be out of home and in a hub for 4 to 5, maybe 6 weeks, but then potentially have to come back to a 2 week hard quarantine is, you know, clearly something we want to try and figure out if there's a way around. So we'll continue to work with the police minister and others. The encouraging sign, it's interesting, being out of WA for the moment and, you know, all the talk being about South Australia and some crowds coming back in, how they're going to get footy open and, all borders open in other states and footy up and played in front of crowds. It feels like certainly the rest of the country are looking to do anything they can to start to ease those restrictions. And, hopefully it's the same in WA and we can get back and play a derby sooner rather than later.
Comprehensive answer and well handled, mate. And obviously, you sound like you're right on top of this job, and I think it's been a great decision to have you come over here. Good on you, mate. We're going to let you go. We've got this game live on Mix 94.5 from 11:30, so we wish you all the best. Let's cause a boil over, eh?
Thanks for your support, guys.